today the grand opening of this transitional housing unit. Tell me a little bit more about your hopes for what this project is going to bring to the community.
So, as we all know, homelessness has become a real concern, especially, you know, in the city of Kingston. So the transitional housing, once we're at full occupancy, which we're almost at full occupancy, we're able to house 19 homeless Indigenous community members. So that's pretty big when you consider the amount of people who are homeless. That's going to alleviate a lot of stress off of them. It's going to give them a safe place to call home, food security, and, you know, the chance to get back on the right path.
And that certainly is a challenge for so many, is sometimes having that sense. Will there be a sense of support and help available through this as well?
Absolutely. So a lot of the... A lot of people who struggle with homelessness have mental health and addictions. So we have support workers on staff that work with the clients on a daily basis. We've just opened 2 months ago, I guess, and we are in the midst of trying to get more programming going, culturally appropriate. So it could be anything from, you know, learning languages to beading and crafting and arts. We have the Kingston Literacy who are come in as well. So there's quite a bit of programming that we're going to be starting.
And as you kind of hinted there, there will be still a way to, you know, to still feel connected to their culture through these programs and through living with Tipi Moza.
Absolutely. That's part of the healing journey, is to be able to, some just need to either reconnect or connect to their culture. So we believe our programming will provide that.
And this, how is this all funded?
Actually, there is so many community partners that have come forward. I can't name them all because I will forget some, but there's probably about 8 different community partners that have come to help set up and celebrate today.